The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Every now and then we mention that one way to save money is to replace your old incandescent light bulbs with these newer CFLs, the compact fluorescent bulbs, the ones that are, you know, all curly. Talk about a hornet's nest. You might have heard the whole concept of swapping out your old bulbs with a new one has developed into a huge nationwide battle, with one side claiming the new energy-efficient bulbs are the only way to go, and the other side claiming, hey, leave my bulbs alone. You might also have heard that the old bulbs have been outlawed. And what some people call a huge example of government intruding in our lives, and some folks are out at hardware stores and supermarkets stockpiling old light bulbs as though the end of the bulb world is coming. Well, hold on a second. Part of it's true, part of it's not. True part, some people are unhappy with the government getting involved in light bulbs, and also true, people are stockpiling them. But here's the thing. They have not been outlawed. It's just not true. So let's take a minute now and separate fact from fiction, okay? The law in question was passed overwhelmingly back in 2007 by both the House and Senate, signed into law by President George W. Bush. It is called the Energy Independence and Security Act. Now, it does not outlaw the incandescent bulbs, which have lit our home for so many years. What it does do is set standards to make those bulbs more energy efficient. Essentially, that law requires by 2012, light bulbs have to use 25% less power. Now, supporters argue that the requirements are technology neutral, meaning the law doesn't care what kind of bulb technology is used as long as it's more efficient. Experts predict the 25% savings will add up to billions of dollars, and that change could reduce the country's carbon footprint by 100 million tons. By changing just 15 bulbs around the house to CFLs, homeowners could save up to $50 a year or two on their energy bills, and that's taking into account the higher cost of the bulbs. You've heard us talk about that several times here at Real Estate Today. But there's another side to this argument as well. Opponents claim the law is going to cost jobs just through the shutting down of power plants and light bulb manufacturers. And another concern is, surprisingly, the environmental impact of compact fluorescent bulbs. You see, the CFL bulbs contain tiny amounts of mercury. Now, the EPA has issued detailed instructions on their website on how to clean up broken fluorescent bulbs. And it recommends recycling them rather than throwing them away in the household trash. But probably the biggest thing of all is that many people consider this new law be just one more example of the government telling us what to do. A lot of people just don't like it. Critics say the government's telling us what to eat, what appliances to buy, what kind of insurance we have to get. Now they're telling us what kind of light bulbs to use. And for some people, enough is enough. So as we said, some people who prefer the old bulbs are stocking up. But a good debate is what America's all about, but the best debates rely on fact, not fiction. So to repeat, incandescent bulbs have not been outlawed. They just have to be more efficient by the year 2012. So what do we think? Well, here at Real Estate Today, we're not taking either side in the great light bulb controversy. Our job is just to give you accurate, up-to-date information and explain to you your options so you can make the right decision for you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.